The 128th Kentucky Derby will be run tomorrow at Churchill Downs. It is the first jewel in Thoroughbred Racing's Triple Crown. Both big money and small change are riding on this contest, from the $2 tourist bet to the millions of dollars that owners, breeders, and trainers spend on a horse with the will to win.
Last year, a steel gray colt called Monarchos won in under 2 minutes. Only Secretariat has run faster. Monarchos paid off for his owners, John and Debbie Oxley, who own a farm in Kentucky. He also brought fame to his Lexington-born trainer, John Ward.
It was not only a win for me, but the people who had been in it all their lives claimed this as one of the important victories for them, because it portrayed what they believed is long-term dedication to a sport they love.
Monarchos' win was called a triumph of the art of breeding racehorses over the business of mass-producing them. The colt was the son of a $14,000 mare no one wanted, and a stallion whose stud fee was $7,500. To put that in perspective, stud fees for a top stallion can run over $100,000. It was up to trainer Ward to bring out the horse's heart. John Ward is a man who's more comfortable in jeans than a suit and tie. Every morning he's up at dawn to put his horses through their paces. A series of thunderstorms have left the outside track muddy, the air is cold enough to paralyze a hand clutched around a microphone, and the wind is brisk, so we stay inside the barn as the horses warm up.
Hey, Ronaldo, put the bandages on Overview, and Aeneas is going to walk in the taxi and put polos on him.
Ward's blue eyes sharpen when he notices something out of place, but they sparkle when he talks about a favorite horse. This morning, it's Snowdance, a gray filly. The owners paid $200,000 for her. She's already won $500,000 and has a bright future as a broodmare. Ward knows how to treat her right.
She's her own woman. You do not train her. You go along with what she wants to do, because she gives you extremely good performances when she does go out on the racetrack. So I let her dictate more or less what she wants to do. In the stall, she gets to live in one of the corner stalls. It's got two windows in it because she likes to look out across the field, and she'll get nervous if she doesn't. When we get horses to the highest level of racing, they have their own particular way they want to be trained and they want to perform. And it's our job as trainers just to make their life happen.
John Ward's stables in Lexington are adjacent to one of America's fabled racecourses, Keeneland. Every April, just before the Kentucky Derby, Keeneland holds its spring meet. The meet is a chance for owners, breeders, and trainers to show off their horses and size up the competition. The first race at Keeneland took place in 1936. Hal Price Headley was one of the track's founders. His daughter, Alice Headley Chandler, remembers how hard it was for her father in the early days.
At the end of every race, he would total up the betting to see if we could afford to keep the place open another day. I mean, that's how fine a string we were running on.
Keeneland today is a classic track with an old-fashioned grandstand and bucolic paddock. On race days, fans study the odds, sample the local stew known as burgoo, sip drinks, and occasionally cash in a winning ticket. Alice Chandler still breeds, sells, and owns horses at Mill Ridge Farm, just up the road from Keeneland, a place where tradition sticks to your shoes like manure, and the bloodlines go way back.
Daniel Boone was my great-great-great-great-uncle. And, you know, we've been here for a long time, and it's the only thing I know. And I don't have any trouble getting up in the morning and putting my pants on, because I look forward to what I'm going to do all day.
Alice Chandler once sold a horse to the U.S. ambassador to Great Britain. In 1968, that horse, Sir Ivor, won England's classic race, the Derby, at Epsom Downs. Three of the horses in this year's Kentucky Derby have been sired by Chandler's stallion, Gone West. Now, at this point, you may think that owning a racehorse is beyond a regular person's reach. Duncan Taylor wants to convince you that it's not.
People don't know how to get in, and they're uneasy about it. You've seen all the shows where it's portrayed as dishonest, but the business now is a lot really more sophisticated, and there's very many good people in the business that if you come into the business, they can help you just like in any business.
With his brothers, Duncan Taylor runs Taylor Made Farms, a commercial operation that's trying to attract more owners to the business with television ads.
He would have dominated the Breeders' Cup Juvenile.
Catching exploit. What a weekend for Team Baffert.
Exploit. Standing at Taylor Made.
Taylor considers himself a stockbroker, only the stock is live. He likes to say that you can't watch a share of IBM run. Out of the more than 30,000 thoroughbred colts born every year, only 15 to 20 will eventually make it to the starting gate at Churchill Downs, and only one can win. But Duncan Taylor says winning races isn't the be-all and end-all of the business.
It is a fun business, and it's, if you get with the right people, I mean, it is a business that you can make good money and you can enjoy yourself. But
it's a gamble. It's a gamble.
Right? Oh, it's definitely a gamble. But I think it's a gamble to different degrees. If you take a stallion share, for instance, Unbridled Song was not syndicated, but there was a share sold for $300,000. Over the period of time, you know, he stood for 30,000, and you can breed 100 mares to the horse. That's 3 million. So you get a 40th of the 3 million. So, you know, over time, if you get 75,000 back and you invested 300 for 4 years, you got 200,000. But he also went up in stud fee, and he's standing for 100,000 now. So whoever bought the share, they made a pretty good deal because there was a share just sold the other day for $1 million.
For those of you not familiar with the lingo, Taylor's point is that investing in a horse is neither as expensive nor as risky as you may think. You don't even have to buy a whole horse, just a share, and that share can pay dividends for years. More people are getting into the thoroughbred business, but trainer John Ward says they should not expect instant success.
The trick to having a major racing stable is that it's got to be a long-term effort. It's not done in a short period of time, a year or two. It's done over many, many seasons. And it's, you know, owning a racehorse is like owning a professional sports team. It's got all the same things. It's got head coaches, which is the trainers. It's got the owner of the team, which is the owner of the horse. And, you know, you've got to have the quarterback, which is essentially the jockey. And you've got to have the psychological games of everybody getting ready to do everything at the same time. So it's a chance for a lot of people to participate in professional sports and have all the fun of having a major baseball team with probably a whole lot less money than Steinbrenner's put in the Yankees, although Steinbrenner's got some nice racehorses.
So when you watch the 20 horses run for the roses at Churchill Downs tomorrow, you really will be watching the gene pool of many champions who have gone before. You'll also be seeing years of hard work, hard knocks, and bankloads of money. Breeding, training, and riding may be both an art and a science. There are many variables at work. But in the thoroughbred racing business, as everyone we spoke to told us, often the main ingredient is luck.